Amen. I did, when she was saying that, I was making me. I could see Paul when he was talking about that night. You know, he said the angel of the Lord stood by him when he was on that shipwreck, getting ready to go down. That's what I was seeing when she was singing that song. The ship may go down, but guess what? We're not going down because we're in God. Amen.
I made a pass for that.
If you would open up your Bibles to Luke chapter 11, and we're going to look at some verses of Scripture. Talk about getting God's best, amen. God has so much more for us that I see every day as I get a little closer to Him. It's been there for me all the time. I just couldn't see it, and I didn't know how to grasp it and attain it. And as we look at these verses of Scripture, I'm not for sure how this is going to all tie together, but God does. So we'll just let the Spirit of God lead us, and y'all get in here and help me. And I believe we'll receive something tonight. Amen. Let's, if you would, let's start reading in verse number 5. Luke chapter 11, verse number 5. Everybody there, say amen.
Amen.
All right. And he said unto them, Jesus teaching here, you notice this red letter. He said, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his inopportunity and his continual asking, if you would, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, I like it when God talks to us, don't you? And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Or if he shall ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, underline this in your mind's eye, how much more? How much more, oh glory, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your goodness and Your kindness. I thank You, Lord, that You have so much more for us. So much more. And it all starts with our understanding that by the Holy Spirit You teach us truth. That truth causes us to have faith. That faith causes us to be able to come into Your presence, and You're a rewarder of those who diligently seek You by faith. Father, tonight, let us be encouraged. Let us be instructed. And let us come into the best things, the best gifts that You have for us tonight that have been reserved from the foundation of the world. We thank You for it, Father. We believe we receive. In Jesus' name we all say, amen, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. How much more? You know, we've all been excited before when we were children and our mom and dad had something for us, or when we had something for our children. You know, you couldn't wait to give it to them. You know, you think, man, I got to wait till their birthday or to Christmas or whatever the occasion might have been. You wanted to, that's the way God is with us. He's waiting with His hands wide open, wanting and desiring and yearning to be able to give us every promise that's in this book. Amen. And tonight here Jesus is talking, and He said, you know, in the natural, we don't give up. If somebody has something that we need, a friend of ours, we keep going to them.
Yeah.
You know? And Jesus said, it may be inconvenient for that friend, but the reason why He is motivated is sometimes He just wants to shut us up. But He said, how much more does God,
amen,
how much more does He have good things for us? And He's willing, amen? He's not having to be twisted with His arm pulled behind Him. He's not having to be convinced that we're deserving. None of those things. Jesus lays this out for us where we can see it, that He has so much more for us.
Yes, He does.
And so what I want to do, I want to be able to put to practice what Jesus said. Now look what Jesus said. I know you know these verses of Scripture very well. But look, He said in verse 9 for us to ask and for us to seek and for us to knock. Now, if you put those, that first letter of ask and a seek and knock, what do you come up with? Ask. Ask. I mean, he's trying to lay it out for us that what the Bible says in the Epistle of James, Brother Dennis is teaching on that. He loves that book of James. I do too. We have not because we ask not. Ask not. We need to ask God. Challenge God. God's looking. He's saying, I've got so much more for you. And it comes when we understand the first thing that God wants to give us is when you and I are saved, He gives us the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We're saved because that Spirit draws us. Amen? And comes to abide and live in us. But also, He wants to give us more of His Spirit. He wants us not just to have the measure of salvation. He wants us to be baptized in that Spirit. Amen? Fully immersed where we can be totally influenced by the Spirit of God in our decisions, in our understanding that God has more for us. You know, a lot of times we won't ask somebody when we have a need because, well, we just, you know, we don't want to inconvenience them or we think they may not understand why we have the need. But God is wanting us to be so full of His Spirit that we don't care to ask Him about anything. Amen?
Right.
Ask Him about all things.
Yeah.
And so let's look at this. Let's break some things down here now. He said, in verse 10, for everyone. Now, is that including you?
Yes.
Everyone.
Yes.
I'm not left out. You're not left out. He said, everyone that asks. Oh, what a promise now. Everyone that asks receives.
Yes.
It's not a question. It's not a question that we might be left out. God is going to start when we ask for more of Him. He's going to give us His Spirit.
Yes.
And that's what we want. We want to start with the Spirit of God where that Holy Spirit can teach us all the truth. Amen? He said, everyone that asks shall receive. He said, he that seeketh findeth. We need to search out the deep things of God. Deep calleth unto deep, David wrote there in the book of Psalms. In other words, God has so much more for us that we've never seen. But we got to get into God, into the deep things to be able to see it. He said, I want you to knock, and if you knock, it shall be open. Because Jesus, He's knocking where? Revelation 3:20, He's knocking on the door. And He has all the promises on the other side of the door. He's just waiting for us to let Him come in and bring them. Amen? Bring them into our life. So let's see this. Let's understand why. Why is it that you and I, if we're not careful when we pray about something, and immediately when we pray, especially if we pray out loud, you got the devil to contend with.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I found out that my best prayer time is either just communing with the Lord in my spirit, or it's praying in tongues.
Yeah.
Because when I pray out loud, the devil hears what I'm desiring of God, and immediately he comes and he tries to stop that.
Yeah.
Or he tries to put things in my mind that would cause me to feel like that God wouldn't do it for me because I don't deserve it, or wouldn't do it for me because I'm not in this place, or I hadn't been faithful in this situation, according to the devil. Come on, the devil, he loves to condemn us, browbeat us.
Yeah.
Remember, the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12, he's an accuser of the brethren. That's all he's going to do is to accuse you and I continually. He does it day and night before God.
That's right.
You know, there's coming a day in heaven when there's going to be silence.
Yeah.
Silence for a full half hour. Why? Because they finally shut him up.
Yep.
That's right.
Amen?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see his face when he is silenced.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole other story. But you and I, we got to be in the place where we're... here's what the Spirit of God spoke to me. Write this down because this is so good. He said, I want you to be persistent in your consistency. Be persistent in your consistency. In other words, make up your mind that you're going to be consistently asking, seeking, and knocking to come into my best.
Yeah.
And make up your mind that you're going to be persistent about it. You're not going to let how you feel. You're not going to let what circumstance situation is trying to control or manipulate or tell you. Not let that change you. That you be steadfast in that you know. Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name,
yeah.
He said the Father will do it. Amen?
Amen.
That the Son will be glorified.
Amen.
And the Father will be glorified. That Jesus will be lifted up. If we look at John 14, if we look at John 16 and put those two places together, that's what he said.
Amen.
He's desiring to move in our life. Amen?
Yes.
So how can I get God's best? How can I get into that place? Well, let's break some things down. Now, he said in verse 13, if you then being evil, now he's talking to these who were tempting him and on all of these situations, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give that Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? He's wanting us to get it in our mindset that God is not some God that's wanting to zap us if we do something wrong, but He's a Father that's wanting to love us. You know, how many times, think back when you were a child, if you were like me, you're a little afraid of your dad. You know, you're a little afraid of him, but in the back of your mind, you knew that he was going to do all he could do for you. Now, he might be limited in being able to show certain emotions or to care for you in certain ways, but it was a pattern. But the perfect pattern is God. He understands us completely.
Amen.
And I want to see Him as not some big God out there that has nameless and faceless. I want to see Him as my Father.
Yes.
I'm created. You're created in His image.
Yes.
So we can look and we can kind of get an understanding that He's a God of love. Amen? That He's a God that is hands-on. And so I want to see that. So I've got to keep coming to God to get God's best. I've got to recognize and realize there is an enemy that's going to try to stop me. That's why Jesus is teaching here about this being consistent and being persistent in that. Because there's going to be a time when you're walking by faith, amen? You're believing God and you're not seeing what you have prayed for. You're not seeing some of the things that God has promised. But you've got to be consistent. I've got to be consistent,
amen,
and not let anything sway me. Because
right.
He said, if I ask in faith, He said, I shall receive.
Yes.
Amen? And so that's what we've got to stand on. That's what we've got to hold to and recognize and realize. Now let's go to the Old Testament. Mark your place. We'll come back here. But let's go and look at in 1 Kings. And I would think that Elijah would be a good person to look at in his prayer life, wouldn't you? Because the Bible tells us in the book of James that Dennis taught on this morning, it tells us that the fervent of a righteous man availeth much. And talking about Elijah, he said he was a man that had suffered the same passions that you and I. In other words, he had ups and downs. He had strengths. He had weaknesses. But it was an example for us that we could pull from heaven. Amen? Okay? So let's go here and let's look. Now in this 1 Kings 18, let's read a few verses here, starting in verse 41. Now remember, we're talking about asking, seeking, and knocking. Verse 41, 1 Kings 18, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain.
Yeah.
Now let's think about this. They've been in a famine for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
They've been in a drought. And it's because of the judgment of God, because there were, if we had time to look at it, and we won't, you know the story. There was 400 temple prophets, 450 Baal prophets that Elijah come against, just him and his God, against this false system of religion.
Uh-huh.
And that false system of religion had cut off the blessings of God.
Yes.
That's what this drought is a symbol. Everything in the Old Testament is a type to teach us about the New Testament.
Amen.
In other words, anything that the devil, he tries to emulate the things of God, but in the things of God, there's nothing that he can stop if we'll believe God. You know what I'm saying? God has blessings. The devil has cursings.
That's right.
And so what I want to do, I want to get into the spiritual reign.
Yes,
come on, the latter day reign of the
yes,
Lord God Almighty. And the way I do that, I get everything that's false out of my life.
Uh-huh.
If I want to get God's best. And that's what this was. This was a showdown between the devil and between our God.
Right.
And that's where we're at now in America. There's a showdown going on. The devil is working overtime trying to convince people that he's got this thing all figured out, that he's going to come out on top. But you and I, we know the God that is on top. We know the God that saved us. Amen? We know the God that forgave us. We know the God that covered us in His blood. And that God is with us. And so we're going to be like Elijah. We're going to learn how to pray. No matter what it looks like, we're going to come against the falsehoods.
Right.
We're going to come against the things that brings drought in people's lives. We're going to ask, we're going to seek, we're going to knock, and we're going to get God's best.
Hallelujah.
God's best is that people come out of false religion.
Amen.
They come out of deception. They come out of things that's hurting them and hindering them. This religion, it looked real.
Yeah.
Come on, I mean, they had church. It looked just perfect. I mean, it looked like everything, but it was dead. It was dead. God was not in it. Amen?
Right.
So you and I, we want in these last days, we got to be ready to do what God would have us to do. I love this. He said there is a sound of abundance of rain.
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit, he could hear the rain.
Yeah.
No sign of it in the natural. Come on now.
Right.
Nothing in the natural, but he knew it from the spirit. You and I, we done been talking to God. We know that God's got some things for us. It's fixing to come a rain. It's coming. It's coming. And we're going to hold on and we're going to see it. Amen? Now look, so Ahab went up to eat and to drink while he's feeding his carnal side. Look what Elijah's doing. Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And what did he do? He cast himself down upon the earth and he put his face between his knees. He's praying.
Yeah.
Asking, seeking, and knocking. You, King Ahab, you take care of the carnal. I'm going to take care of the spiritual. I'm going to seek my God. I'm going to be in the place to make a difference for those people around me. And he said to his servant, go up now and look toward the sea. And he went up and he looked and he said, there's nothing. And he said, go again. He done this seven times. There's nothing. Now the whole time he's just a man of like passion, James said, right?
Right?
So the whole time you know the devil's talking to him just like he talks to us.
Yeah.
God's not listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your prayer is in vain. Mm-hmm. You realize you're looking like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, they're back there with the king eating and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're here on your face. What good's it doing? Talking about getting God's best. Amen?
Amen?
God's best don't come easy.
Right.
God's best, it takes effort. Right here? Go again seven times, and it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, go up, saying to Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not.
Yes.
That's what we got to tell people. We've got to tell people, rain's coming. Get ready. You can stay in the false religion if you want to. You can stay where you're at if you want to. But if you want to get involved in this, you've got to get in the flow. You've got to get where God wants you to be. Amen? And he said that. He said it by faith. He said it because he could see just a small glimmer of the heavens being broken and things being brought from the spiritual side into the natural side. That's what you and I are seeing. And we got to look and know and understand that the devil's going to try to stop this spiritual rain from falling in this place, but we're going to get God's best, amen? We're not going to settle for nothing else. We're going to stay in our prayer closet. We're going to keep our face right to the very, very bottom of the cross where Jesus died, where He shed His blood for us, and we're not going to settle for nothing else. We're not going to give up. We're going to hold on, and as we do that, we're going to see it. We're going to see it come to pass, amen? We're going to see God do what He can do. Verse 45, and it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Come on, the rain, it's all right. Everybody can talk about the rain before it comes if they do it in faith, but anybody can do it after they see it in the natural, amen? We've got to talk about what God wants to provide for us. That's how we get God's best. The devil wants us to talk about everything that we lack, everything that we don't have, all the problems that's going on around us. You and I, to get God's best, we've got to tell people God's going to give it to me. Because God's not willing for me to what? To perish, to be without, to lack. He wants me to come into salvation, which is not just of the Spirit, but He said, I came to give you abundant life. Amen? I come to give you all the blessings of God, and I have to get God's best. I've got to hold on to it. I've got to be in that place where I pray, I don't see nothing. I pray, I don't see nothing. But I'm not wavering, because the Bible says a man who wavers is like what? He's a double-minded man, tossed to the sea, goes to and fro, and he will receive nothing of the Lord. But if you and I will hold on, if we'll ask and we'll seek and we'll knock, we'll get God's best. Oh, glory.
That's right.
And not only does it help us, but it gets the things out of people's lives in our community that's hurting them. Come on, there's things going on.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
In every one of our back doors, it's hurting people.
Yeah.
And the only way we'll see it changed is if we let God be our beacon. Come on. We let Him be our beacon. We let Him be the one that lifts up us in the trying, in the hard times.
That's the truth. Amen.
Okay, let's read a verse. Go with me, the Spirit of God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Let's see something here. Now this verse right here, red letter, Jesus teaching again. Look what He says. He says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Now the first time I read that verse, for years, that verse scared me to death. But the Spirit of God has been dealing with me about this verse. This is an exciting verse. This is not a verse to make me go, "Oh no." This is a verse to make me go, "Yes!
Yes,
my God has just given me an option. I can settle for where I'm at, or I can let Him elevate me up to a place of maturity, of perfection in Him."
Amen.
Because when He tells me to do something, He empowers me by the Holy Spirit to be able to do it. So I can have God's best if I will take Him at face value. His face value is, "Greg, church, be perfect. Be perfect." What does that mean? That means that where I'm at right this moment of time, what I know, I believe God in it.
Yeah.
It's not about tomorrow. It's about right now.
Amen.
I'm just faithful in what I know right now. And I'm mature in that. And I please God.
Yeah.
And when I know that I please God, then I know that I have the prayers, the petitions that I've asked Him. Amen?
Amen.
Because a mature person, a perfect person, they pray the prayers that God puts on their heart.
Right.
And if you pray the prayers that start from heaven, guess what? They go back to heaven and they join together and they bring what God's will is into our lives. Oh, this is powerful stuff. You and I being called by God to be in a place of not what's the norm, but that is above the norm.
Right.
Not natural, but is supernatural.
Yes.
Because the Spirit of God is working and living and abiding in us.
Amen.
Now, let's see how we can have this to come to pass. Go with me to the book of Psalms. And I think this is very critical to us getting God's best. Because there's not one person in here on the sound of my voice that's not going through situations and circumstances. Okay? Mm-hmm. So how do we change that? Now, go to Psalms chapter 3 and let's see this. Look here, if you'll notice in your Bible, if you've got a Bible like mine, it tells us before verse 1, it says, "A Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son." And when he was running. It was a dangerous situation, amen?
Right. Yeah.
So there, in these 8 verses, there's 3 things that we can do to be able to get God's best. First of all, we just tell God the truth.
Yeah.
And this is what David does. Now, and this is how we can ask, seek, and receive it. Because David, he comes through a full circle here. Look at verse number 1. David says, "Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me." Don't you feel like that sometimes?
Yeah.
I mean, you feel like, "Oh, I just don't know. Here's another situation that I got to deal with.
Right. Right.
Here's another conflict in the family. Or here's another bill. Or here's somebody else that I love in my family that's sick, or they're dealing with some situation that just seems so huge." That's what David's saying.
Yeah.
Except David here, he's running for his life.
Yeah.
He's leaving Jerusalem. And if you took time to study this, if we went to the book of Samuel, you'd see that he left Jerusalem barefoot.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how fast he had to leave for his life.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, you imagine the king running out barefoot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a dangerous situation. Tonight we've got situations where the enemy's trying to work in our lives. So we just need to do like David did. Tell God, "God, I feel like This word right here where he said, Lord, how they are increased that trouble me, it's from a Hebrew word that means pressure. He said, I feel like they're crowding in all around me. You know, that's what we feel sometimes. We feel, this last week, me and Donna, it was like, bam, bam, bam. What's going to happen next? Well, it don't really matter. God's on the throne. Amen? God's on the throne. And that's what David's doing. So you tell him, just open up your heart to get God's best. Tell him where you're at, what you feel like, and then he can bring a revelation in your life of what you need. Amen? He said, many there be which say of my soul. How many had people talk about you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it hurts. Especially people that you thought loved you and you know you love them. It hurts. He said, many there be that say of my soul, there's no help for him in God. God won't help this person. Come on, you've heard it. God won't help you because you don't deserve it. No, we don't get what we deserve, amen? We get grace. David says, Selah. He says, stop and meditate. And this is what we do. This is if we're not real careful. Now, this is, I'm talking about how to get God's best, how to get out of the problem. If too many times we stop and we just lay the problem out before God, and then we leave. David said, "No, lay the problem out and then stop and meditate. Stop and let God talk to you. God's going to give you something. This word meditate, it means to mutter. In other words, David stops, he hears something in his spirit, and then he starts saying what God would say. Look at verse 3. Now, I'm talking about getting God's best. I'm talking about changing the situation. Verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Come on, just a second ago, David's life, it seemed like it's over. He said, I've got so many people coming all around me. They're pressuring me. They're pressing the very life out of me. But he stops after he tells God his problem, his situation, and he meditates on it. And when he meditates on it, the Spirit of God gives him something to say. You see, until you and I say the answer to the problem, we'll never see the solution. Amen? What's the solution? The solution is what God says to you. You can't get it from man. I can't get it from man. We've got to hear something from God.
Amen.
And right here, that's what David hears. He said, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Now, this is important. This don't mean he just held his head. He does. God does hold our head. But this is so much powerful than that. What David is saying, what does Isaiah chapter 59 say? If you look in there, down about, what is it, about verse 15 or something, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, what will the Lord do? Lift up a standard. Now what's David saying? The Spirit of God reminded David that Jesus is his head. Jesus is our head. We're his body in this earth. And we've got problems. But when the Holy Ghost lifts up the standard, lifts up the head of Jesus, Jesus, when we can see Him above the problem, He's the Word. And when I see the Word, I see the devil defeated. Because the Bible tells me that Jesus defeated the devil. It is written. It is written. It is written. Amen? So God will literally hold our head. But more than that, He'll lift up the head that you and I are a part of that will cause us to have the victory. This is how we get God's best. But I'll never get it if I just tell God my problem, pray about it, and then get up and leave.
Amen.
To get God's best, I've got to do what God says to do. Now drop down to verse 7. The Holy Ghost moves on him again and gives him some words. Arise, O Lord, and save me. Tells him how to pray. Arise, O Lord, and save me, O my God. Now look what he says. For thou hast smitten all of my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Now remember, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5:8 that the devil goes about as a seeking whom he may. The devil will devour us unless I recognize and realize my God can knock his teeth out.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right.
Yes,
come on, that's powerful stuff.
Yes.
He may come and gum on us, amen. But if we let the Lord knock his teeth out, he's not going to kill us, amen. And so that's what I got to do. I got to get in that place and I say, no, my God's going to rise up. He's going to lift up the standard of Jesus. He's going to save me in this situation. And he's going to make the enemy unable to destroy me. Oh, that's powerful. That changes everything. That enables me to be able to get God's best because I can see it then.
Right.
I can see through this situation that I'm dealing with. I can see the answer. Now, then, but let's break these verses in between down, because David said in verse number 4, he said, I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. Remember? That's the asking, the seeking, the knocking. We got to remind ourselves, we got to meditate on the fact that God has heard me. God's heard me.
Yeah.
We got to keep saying it. I know that God hears. That many, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God delivers them out of everyone. Not some of them. Everyone. I got to hear that. I got to know that God's heard me. And I got to know what God's saying to me. And I'm asking, I'm seeking, I'm knocking. And I'm getting God's best. Amen? Look what he says. He said, then after I was able to do that, after I meditated on that, I laid me down and slept. I laid down and slept. Come on, the devil, how many times, I've been struggling, I know that some of you have, but you talk to people, they don't rest like they should. I know I don't rest like I should. Because why? Because the devil is doing everything he can to wear out the saints. That's what the Bible says. And one of the ways he's doing that, he's trying to keep us from sleeping. But if we'll do what David's doing, we can get God's best. Amen? We'll be able to, if my mind is stayed on the Lord, Isaiah 26:3, he said, I'm kept in perfect peace. Perfect peace! And that's what David's doing here, amen? He said, I laid me down and slept. And then I awakened. Why did I awake? For the Lord sustained me. You see, it doesn't matter if I awake in this world or if I awake in heaven. God's got me one way or the other. God's got you one way or the other. That's why we can be at peace. That's why we can rest. Because God's got it all under control one way or the other. My name, your name's written down in His book. Our days are numbered. Amen. Come on up. We got it. Moses said, to apply our heart unto wisdom, let us understand the number of our years. God's got a plan. Amen. And so we've got to see that. Now, I love how he ended this up in verse number 8. He said, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. But look, thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. The salvation, I know it comes from God. But he has blessed me. He has blessed me with salvation.
Amen.
And I'm going to meditate. I'm going to Selah. I'm going to mutter. I'm going to think about that. Second witness. Mark it down. We won't take time to go there. But Ephesians 1:3. The Bible tells us, out of the mouth of Paul and the unction of the Holy Ghost, God has blessed you, the church, with all, not some, with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Selah. In other words, that's what I've got to think. So if I want to get God's best, I've got to get a vision of God's best. And I've got to close my eyes and let the Spirit of God help me in each situation, each circumstance that I'm dealing with, that I'm going through. And he'll show me how he's promised me an answer and a blessing in that. And then when I see that, I see what God has for me rather than what the devil's trying to give me.
Amen.
Talking about getting God's best. It's there for us tonight. It's there for this church, but we got to catch a vision. When you close your eyes, picture these pews, every one of them full. Picture your neighbor, or your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, your friend, whoever it is that you want in this. Picture them sitting beside you. And then lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for putting them right here in this part of the body with me. Amen. That's what I see it. I see the ones that I want that's on my heart, amen, to be sitting here. And I see the Holy Spirit moving through the congregation. And people saying yes to the Lord. You do what you want to do in my life. I want to allow you to let me to be perfect. Amen? And then the best that God has for us, it starts being delivered in our life.
Amen.
Oh, it's fail proof. Amen? Because if we'll do it the way the Bible tells us to, it will come to pass.
Amen.
Every time the devil shows you something negative, you hear it, just laugh. Laugh at it.
Yes.
Because somebody quoted it this morning, the devil's a liar and there's no truth in him. Amen? So we're just going to stand on what God said and we're going to see God do it.
Amen?
Hallelujah. Persistence with and be consistent in that. Amen? Be consistent with persistence. Come on, we'll do it. We'll get the promises of God if we'll hold on to what God has for us.
That's right.
Pray with me. Father, I thank you for your goodness, your kindness. I thank you, Lord, for a word from heaven, Lord, to build faith. Lord, I thank you that you're speaking to us. Lord, and you're trying to elevate us out of the norm and into the promises of God. Lord, you're correcting us in love. You're speaking the truth to us in love. Lord, I ask that we can hear the abundance of the sound of rain, that we can hear the very flood of the Holy Spirit moving in through this community, that we can see the will of God and the plan of God. We can see it where we can participate. We can pray. We can do our part in it where it shall come to pass. Lord, let it be. But individually, Lord, there's needs in people's lives, Lord, that they want to open the door to you. But the enemy has worked so hard to keep that door closed.
Amen.
He has lied and he is discouraged and he is browbeaten. And I ask tonight by the very power of your Spirit that you bring truth up inside of our lives, that we can have our faith built to pull and receive what you have for us. Lord, let it be.
Yes.
Let it be. We ask in Jesus' name. Would you come tonight? And let's each one of us, let's just take some time and let's just lay our heart down on the altar with our God. Come on. There's needs in your family, in my family. There's personal needs. There's needs of this church. The devil is trying to hurt and hinder this church. And we need to just spend some time and let God give us a vision of the answer. Amen. Oh, thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to give us the truth. Where there's a lie, you're going to replace that lie with the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. We worship. We honor you.